Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I left you on Wednesday as we were taking a look at the confident hope that God has given you, and what is it you're going to do to take your next best step toward Him? All of us have a next. The question is, what's next for you? I mentioned on Monday this past week that we all have a next. We all have a decision to make about what is the next best thing. Counseling 101, what's your next step? Well, each of us are looking through the lens of our past, our pain and our problems, through our hurts, the good days and bad days, the right relationships and bad ones, and we're all seeing through that lens. And Paul says, once you know God intimately and personally and really have a powerful relationship with Him, he says, I wish you could understand how important it is to take that next step of a spiritual journey where you start to get your heart right, where you get your heart healed, and when you start working on how you're seeing things. He says, I just wish you could see how important that is. And then he says, so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those that he has called. Now, watch this, because when Paul is saying this in Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 18, Paul is saying for every one of us, part of our next is to realize that God has created us on purpose. He said, so that you can understand the confident hope he has called you to, on purpose, for a purpose. It is critical that we get our heart clear and we settle the pain of yesterday so we can see out the windshield, not the rearview mirror, to the promise of tomorrow. And once you do, I wish you might know the hope to which God has called you to. Calling and connected. Calling by God, connected to God. The word hope and the word calling are connected in so many ways. If you want to find hope, you're never going to find it circumstantially. You find it knowing where you are on this planet and whose you are on this planet. You see, it's found in knowing that you're here on purpose, for a purpose, and you can flourish in God's design for your life so that you may know that you are wealthy, you are rich in His glorious inheritance. Well, I want you to know this, as the psalmist wrote in chapter 2, verse 7, the king proclaims the Lord's decree, and the Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I've become your father. Only ask, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the whole earth as your possession. Friend, when you want all that God has for you, it is there for you to ask for, and He will give you that. Let Him speak that truth into your life, and may you walk in the confidence of the hope of glory that lives within you this day. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.